despite heaping praise on staff for their efforts to promote the Springwater Farmers Market in Emmvale this past summer, Cown. Anita Moore made it clear she is not in favor of the township spending money to promote or staff the market. She said farmers' markets in neighboring municipalities don't get taxpayer support, and she thinks the contract economic development assistant position, approved by council earlier this year and responsible for managing the market, is a luxury the township can live without. During Wednesday night's regular meeting, council was asked to vote on a motion that would see the market continue in 2024 with township support. The motion also included making the contract economic development assistant position a full-time, permanent role and including the position in the township's 2024 budget for consideration. I really think there was a concerted effort to promote the market. It was out on social media. It was in print. I've never seen such a concerted effort to make people aware. Congratulations on that, Moore said, opening a debate that lasted more than half an hour. I was not in favor of this, part-time, position coming forward, and I think it's an expensive position. I can't support this going forward. I can't support it going into the budget. According to Chief Administrative Officer Jeff Schmidt, Springwater's budget for the position in 2023 was approved at $33,200. Of that, he added, just under $15,000 was spent. Cown. Matt Garwood, who represents Emmvale, said the 2023 farmers market was the best it's been in its 14-year history. A big part of that success, he said, was based on the fact the market had a hands-on leader who was a dedicated resource. Losing the market and the contract staffer to support it, he said, would be tragic. I believe our residents expect this council to support a local market, he said. It may be small, but it's mighty. Garwood noted the contract economic development assistant was not hired to work for the market exclusively. The role supported other departments, including the mayor's office. Eliminating that role, he said, would have a negative effect on the township. This position is not just focused on the Emmvale farmers market, he said. It's an economic development assistant. They provide benefits across this municipality, in all of our wards. Brent Spignol, Director of Planning Services for the Township, reminded Council there were two parts to the motion. The first was to get Council's support to move forward with a Springwater-led market, and the second component was the staffing needed to run it. He offered a number of reasons why the current contract role of Economic Development Assistant, Farmers Market Manager is being considered for full-time status. This position is an assistant position to a lot of the initiatives that are identified in the economic development strategy, he said. It's intended to aid in managing the farmers market and other functions, including the agricultural forum and the business breakfasts. There's also a component of this position that looks to enhance community events, like the Maple Syrup Festival, the Fall Fair and Autumn Fest. He said this role, and others that will be coming forward, are key strategic positions that are needed to provide a more robust economic development program. Some members of council, the mayor included, feel there is a need for an economic development assistant, but they don't want it tied to the farmers market. Mayor Jennifer Coughlin told council she walked by the desk of the economic development assistant every day and always saw that person doing work she considered important to the township. I definitely value this position, she said. It sounds like a lot of money when it's specifically to run a market, but, to me, I see it as a supportive role and almost a link between community initiatives and the township. She said she is in support of the position but not with the farmer's market reference attached to it. I see this position assisting with different events and different communities throughout the entire municipality, Coughlin said. With all due respect to Cown. Garwood, the market manager portion of this is a very small portion. I think the position far outweighs that label. Council defeated both parts of the motion. According to Schmidt, Springwater Township will not be supporting the farmers market moving forward unless council makes a decision during the budget to consider otherwise. If there's an organization in the community that decides to take it on, we could support them, Schmidt said,